My name is Ray Leakey. I work at the Scottish Association for Marine Science in Oban, and I'm working as part of the Sea Surface Consortium on the ocean acidification projects. My role in the consortium is to lead an Arctic cruise up to waters in the European Arctic around Svalbard to examine the effects of acidification on the planktonic community in Arctic waters. We're particularly interested in the Arctic because the waters there are cold, they absorb a lot of carbon dioxide. They are really at the forefront of acidification. They're the region, one of the regions of the world where we think the effects of acidification are going to be seen earlier. So we're particularly interested in going up there. And we're really searching for gradients of acidification and carbonate chemistry. So we want to be able to work within the ice itself and also at the edges of the ice where we find high phytoplankton growth and also search for coccolithophorid blooms within Arctic waters. So our plans are for this summer in June, we'll be taking a research ship, an ice-strengthened research ship, the James Clark Ross, from Immingham in the UK, sailing up to the Barents Sea, where we hope to encounter the coccolithophorid blooms. We'll take it into the ice edge in the North Barents Sea, and also across the Greenland coastal waters, where again we enter the ice, but we're really there looking for really cold, true Arctic waters, which are flowing south out of the Arctic Ocean itself. And then we'll return down towards Iceland and back to the UK. So our main challenge is we are to get up there successfully, to be able to find our coccolithophorid blooms, get into the ice, be able to operate in the ice, and conduct a similar suite of experiments to those conducted on the UK cruise. It is going to be challenging because we've got a packed ship, there's a lot of people on board. It's hard work anyway on cruises, and we have the added uncertainty in the Arctic of being able to sort of navigate through the sea ice, and there's always something unexpected that emerges on these cruises, which lays down a challenge. But hopefully we'll also see some beautiful sights along the way, and perhaps even the odd polar bear as well. Our main approach to the science we'll do in the areas are based on really two separate sort of measurements. One will be routine environmental variable measurements. So we'll be collecting water essentially from sort of surface waters in the Arctic and analysing it for a range of what we call biogeochemical parameters. So really looking at the basic physics, the chemistry of the seawater, and also the biology of the plankton that lives in the seawater. So those are really just routine observations where we see what is happening within the plankton community in different environments with different degrees of potential acidification. We will also adopt the bioassay approaches, experimental approach, which has been used on the UK cruise previously. And there we again collect water, but in this case we incubate it for a period of time and in different simulated acidification scenarios. So we expose the plankton to the sort of levels of acidification we think they may be exposed to in future, and we look at their response. So that's our sort of bioassay or incubation approach to looking at the science. And along the way, we'll also take other measurements as well. So we'll tow some underway instrumentation to collect plankton. These instruments are called continuous plankton recorders. We'll also collect water underway more or less continually through an instrument called a towfish, again deployed from the aft of the research ship. And these enable us to get more sort of higher spatial variability sampling. And we'll be collecting also samples from deeper down in the water column, looking at the sort of material that's falling out from surface waters and being able to tie in how the effects, potential effects of acidification on the plankton will affect the what we call the export flux, the falling of that planktonic material down towards the seabed. It's fairly early days at the moment. We haven't seen a radical major change in these areas, but certainly in areas of the Southern Ocean, there's been evidence of corrosion of some planktonic organisms, that calcareous sort of shells. There's some evidence that there's erosion taking place. But I would say generally it's fairly early days. We're really, in a sense, looking at the basic groundwork, and we'll probably not see major effects until the region does acidify to a greater extent in future.